This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Seriously, I really do appreciate everything, you know, you guys, whether I agree with you or not, or how you come at it or not, I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. I do appreciate the input that you have. And don't stop. Look, David Fisher is going to join us in the after the next segment. And you know the stock market really has been a roller coaster, all over the place, craziness. But unless you have information, unless you know what to do, it's been worse. This is not the worst it's been. This is not the craziest it's been, for that matter. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. By the way, when you call in or send me an email, can we be on topic? Because I'm not going to go all over the place. I don't want to talk about Era 51. I don't want to talk about UFOs when I'm sitting here talking about the economy. Unless you can show me the direct correlation between a UFO sighting and the stock market crashing, in which case we'll have a conversation. But otherwise, I'm not interested. James Cromwell, remember him? He originally came out and he said, there'll be blood in the streets if the GOP wins the midterms. But we're the violent ones, remember? We're the ones. We're the nasty ones. We're the ones threatening violence all the time, right? And please don't send me an email that says, well, President Trump did it first. Doesn't matter who did it first, right? Aren't you the guys that constantly say, just, you know, when somebody hits you, you don't necessarily have to hit them right back. You try to work it out. Isn't that what we teach kids about bullies? So if we're the bullies, is that what you do? Is you fight back right away? So James Cromwell came out. And you remember him? He was in the Green Mile, American Horror Story. He came out and said that there would be blood in the streets if the Republicans remain in control. Right? He said, you know, this is fascism. We've always had a turnkey totalitarian state. All we needed was an excuse, and all the institutions were in place that turned us into pure fascism. And that's what Trump has done. Now, if Cromwell, who's a college graduate, would look up the word fascism, I think he'd see President Obama, right, Mrs. Clinton, and a few others in that page. Because fascism is when you force people to do things because you believe that what you're doing is right, and you're going to force them to do it no matter what. And I believe, just look at the ACA. There were so many things forced on us that we had no say in the matter of. And as the Dems kept saying, hey, elections have consequences. Yes, they do. Well, because of the firestorm on Twitter and other places. Now, here's the funny thing. Is Cromwell still on Twitter? Because you make a comment like that. If I made that comment, we'd be gone in a heartbeat. We'd lose another 40,000 whatever.
That'd be negative.
Right? We'd be negative. We'd owe them followers. Cromwell came out today and he walked that back a little bit. He said, oh, the remarks about a violent revolution. Well, it's not what you said. Following a loss of the Democratic Party in next week's midterms, Well, they would take it out of context. I'm serious. I mean, he came out and said there would be blood in the streets if the Republicans win the midterms. I'm trying to understand what part of that you can take out of context. Right? He said, if we don't stop President Trump now, we will have a real revolution and there'll be blood in the streets. So I'm trying to understand. Because, again, I don't have a college degree, so maybe I'm not so smart. Maybe I don't understand the English language enough. But I would think at the sixth grade level, if we don't stop President Trump, it's the guy in the White House, right, the one that we elected, if we don't stop him now, that means like today, this right in this election cycle, then we will have a revolution, a real one. Well, I don't know, what do we have, a fake one going on? Did I miss something? Did I not get the memo? Then there will be blood in the streets. Now, blood can only come from a couple of ways. We run around slitting our own wrists or something, right? But blood comes from humans, or all right, so maybe some animals too. But I don't think that's what he's referring to. But he didn't back off. I mean, think about that. He didn't back off till he got all the heat on Twitter. Right? Now, he said, I'm not promoting violence. I'm against it. You'll never see me raising a fist. I'm a pacifist. I just like to talk about beating other people up and having blood in the streets and having revolutions. You know, there was a meme going around that I thought was kind of funny. And it was coming from the left. And they said, you know, there would be a revolution. And, you know, they would come after us and all this other stuff. And I'm thinking, okay, well, they don't want you to have guns. And a lot of them don't own guns. What are they going to fight a revolution with? Slingshots? I mean, seriously. Anyway. So, you know, all the nasties, and they come from both sides. I get it. We're not pure in this. We're not totally innocent in all of this. We get stupid and crazy. We post things or say things that, some of them do get taken out of context. It's happened to me a dozen times. Matter of fact, what's really funny is people will grab my stuff and get nasty over stuff that other people post on my site. And then I pull down. It's hilarious. Anyway, I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Coming up in the next segment, what do you do with your money? Do you have money? Do you want money? Come on back and find out. I'm Joe Bassini, your host.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesse Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes sets, reducing under eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Never mind, dear. Chin up. That's right, both of them.
Yeah.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife.
Could you do it?
Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. Cause the flag still stands.
I would want to start a lover.
And they can't take that.
But I would if it meant that you got to keep your freedom. I got to keep my freedom. My grandkids got to keep their freedom. At least I would. Anyway, I'm Joe Bacino, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And again, I do so much appreciate the time you're spending with us. I do so much appreciate the time that you're involved and engaged and being part of it. All right. You know, I love having this guy on with me, and you need to take some information from him. We're here with one of my favorites, David Fisher joins me, CEO of Landmark Capital. Always have a good time when he's on. When I say good time, you guys know, some of you send me emails like, Messina, you're like really a weirdo. You think money and dollars and talking about that stuff is so exciting. But I think it's exciting. I think it's great to get information to know what to do with it, to know how to deal with your money, know how to maybe secure the finances in your wallet. Wouldn't that be great when everybody else is running around with their hair on fire? You're kind of calm, cool, collected because you've listened to the show, you've listened to Mr. Fisher, and you know what you got going on. So, David Fisher, thanks for being with me today.
You're very welcome. If you don't take care of your money now, it's not going to be there to take care of you later. And the government's not going to be able to step in that role if we don't take care of their money called debt. So it's very important that you learn how to take care of yourself.
Oh, I shut up a congressman the other day when I said I was with him. And I said, listen, my buddy Fisher says that you guys have a spending problem. And he just looked at me. I said, come on, you know I'm right. And he just smiled. He wouldn't respond. So I shut up a congressman. I like that one. I think that's really cool. Anyway, listen, a couple of weeks ago, you said the markets were heading toward the downside, and you hit it again. But the markets are up today, right? So what's going on with them? What do you think we can expect to see over the next few weeks coming into the holidays?
It's at a crossroads again. Like I said 2 weeks ago, and I said, but it was leaning towards the downside at the crossroad, and so it went further down. It's too early to tell today to give a forewarning what's going to happen the next week or two. So I don't have a gut feeling or any technical data that says we're leaning slightly to the upside, slightly to the downside, but if I had to just throw... Say, if Joe's saying, come on, David, pick a side, I'll be positive and say to the upside because we've had too much downside.
Well, you know.
But we haven't reset yet. That's the problem. This has not reset enough yet. So you know, there's still more downside to come, but we might have some upside in the interim.
You've got
to
stop swearing on my show and use that reset word. I'm telling you, it makes everybody go into convulsions. You know what I'm saying? But I use your guide and your guidance, and I tell people all the time, look, this was not unexpected, right? I mean, what's going on in the market, maybe not exactly today at this time, but this is not unexpected what's happening in the markets, right?
No, you and I were talking about this 5 weeks ago, 6 weeks ago, and so was a handful of other people that are very more well-to-do called billionaires, and handle much more money under management than I do, although I've been doing this for 25 years, and there's four or five of them that all came out and said pretty much the same thing I've been saying on your program 5 weeks ago, and the majority of the other, I call them cheerleaders because that's what it was, saying that the market's going to rally like crazy, and we're going to see that. You watch, and they gave all these astronomical numbers, or at least higher numbers, and they were all wrong except for the four major hedge fund managers. And I'm referring to Stanley Druckenmiller, Jeffrey Gundlach, Ray Dialo, David Tepper, another guy came out today, was on CNBC, and is saying that the market, Scott Miner, and he's a hedge fund manager, he's saying that the market is still overvalued. It has to go through a reset, and it hasn't quite yet done that. And the economy is heated, which is a good thing because it's growing. So we have different players out there. And that's what we should talk about today. There's the economy. There's the president, which can help dictate the economy. There is the debt, the government. There's the Fed, and then there's corporate debt. And they all kind of intermingle, and they dance with each other, so to speak. But it's all going to come out in the wash. Where we're going to have, this is like the new norm of turbulence. Just accept that. That's where we're at. Because we used to be a time where good news was good news.
Right.
But right now, we're in good news is good news, but we're in the real world where bad news is no longer good news. Bad news is bad news.
Yeah.
And the market reacts to that.
I love you. I love when you come up. First of all, say the guy's name, Stanley Druckenmiller?
Drunken. Not drunken.
Okay, because I got an email last week, and they said, did he really call that guy like a drunken guy? And I said, I think that's his middle name, but I'll find out. So I'm just looking at my notes here, and I go, okay, so it's Drunken. Like, it's like Drunken, only with a D. Drunken, right?
Yeah, Drunken Miller.
Okay, good. Glad we got that cleared away. So, anyhow, yeah, let's talk about the economy. Because, you know, again, coming into the midterms, everybody's talking about the realities of where the economy's at and where people are really at in their wallets and what they're doing. You know, I've had some people say that that they haven't felt the an uptick in their wallet as of yet. Now, I don't totally believe that. I think they're not paying attention, or some people won't see that uptick. But consumer confidence is at an 18-year high. Explain that.
Unemployment is at a 40-year low at 3.8%. Median U.S. household income, in other words, what the average person in America makes, has risen 1.8% recently to a record of $61,400 in 2017. We've been a blockbuster of GDP, gross domestic product, at a pace at 4.5% in the second quarter this year, the fastest in nearly 4 years. And put into perspective, if you're giving away awards, which the United States just got an award,
really?
The World Economic Forum recently named the United States as the, quote, the fastest, most competitive economy, end quote, for the first time since 2008. So the world is looking at us and saying, that's what you should look like, the rest of the world. The highlights from the report praise America for its entrepreneurship, of the economic growth, robust financial system, but also gave the warning signs of deterioration, and those benefits that we have, this economic growth, are going to come with a big price tag when it comes to debt, and that's what the deterioration part of this is. So it's a two-edged sword.
Now more from David on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We'll be back in a minute.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if this social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
I want people to come into our country
but they have to come in legally, and they have to come through merit, a merit system.
Ahead of the midterm election, border security a top priority for the Trump administration. The president says he may send more troops to the U.S.-Mexico border.
We have about 5,008. We'll go up to anywhere between 10 and 15,000 military personnel on top of Border Patrol, ICE.
The president speaking with reporters at the White House saying the people in the caravan will not be allowed inside our country.
They're trying to get up any way they can. They're trying to get up by train. They're trying to get up by truck and by buses. We're going to be prepared. They're not coming into our country.
On Wall Street, the Dow gaining 241 points, the NASDAQ up 144, and the S&P 500 up 29. This is USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove, but I can't see the stove.
We are back. You listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be involved, get involved, get engaged. Make sure that you know that you're engaged in what's going on in this election cycle. David Fisher joins me, as he does on a regular basis, kind of speaks plain, simple English, and you need to hear from him. You need to know what's going on with your money. Okay, one of my favorites to have on the show, David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital. As I tell you guys, you got to get it straight, you got to get it real, you got to get it raw right here on the Real Side. And I always appreciate David speaking to us in plain, simple English, not financiers, you know, because I'm no good at that anyhow. You know, I like to understand what somebody's talking about. He's been pretty much right on since he's been on the show. Within the first few weeks of being on the show, and we started talking about the economy, where it was going, and that kind of thing. So, David, first, thank you so much for being with me. And second, you know, consumer confidence at an 18-year high. GDP is up. I mean, we're almost like in utopia, almost, maybe.
We are close to utopia, yeah. I mean, so think about that. In that environment, you should be paying your debt down. When you make a lot of money, you pay your debt down. We're going into the debt fastest we've ever done in history. That's why I've been saying come 2019, 2020, we're going to hit the wall. We're going to have a major recession. In fact, Scott Minard this morning on CNBC talked about this, and he said, if we get Republicans still maintaining control of Congress in the upcoming elections, this is just going to delay the process and make the 2019 or 20 even more horrendous. The sooner this resets another 10, 15%, the better off it will be. Otherwise, we're going to see a 50 or 60% drop in 2 years in markets. And this is a stock guy saying this, not a gold guy saying this thing. So, I mean, we're just prolonging the reset. And the Fed, the good thing is the Fed's trying to get out of the way. They're selling the balance sheet, and they're doing what they're supposed to be doing, raising rates. You know, and some people don't like it, but this is what has to be done. So they have ammunition. So when we get into this environment where we're talking about, and we will, it's not a matter of if we will get in a recession. We will have a recession. We have to have ammunition to get through that, just like we got ammunition the last time we were called, went through a recession in 2008, and it was called quantitative easing. And so they have to have some bullets in the chamber, so to speak.
Yeah, I hear you. And again, it's a matter of making sure, you know, people are out there touting numbers, touting things that they really don't know anything about. So to my listeners, don't just spew. Make sure you have the information. You get that by listening to us. It ain't that hard, okay? And getting informed, getting engaged, and getting the information you need. So, look at midterms affecting the market. Obviously, I heard somebody talking yesterday about the uncertainty, believe it or not, is what some people are saying, is that if the Dems take control of the market or take control of Congress, the market becomes a whole different universe, does it not?
I don't know if it becomes a whole different universe because Dems didn't help the market get where it's at today. So I don't want to give them credit if they'd be getting in that position then. I mean, all it would do is cause gridlock is what it would do. It would probably cause less spending. And spending has helped, and President Trump tying his hands a little bit more to take away hurdles that have been put in front of businesses and banking system. So I don't know if it's going to drastically hurt the market. I think it won't be a positive thing, but I don't think it's going to boom the market.
Well, no, because I think the mindset is that it was not business, and you're right, it definitely put a roadblock in, but it wasn't business-friendly before, and if the Dems get control of Congress, it will not be business-friendly again. You know, we're kind of taking a side trip here. Colorado is looking at a bill that would make it almost impossible to drill for oil, and even some of the current small wells that they have would have to be shut down because there's so many regulations they're thinking about putting in place with this new law. It would wipe out 48,000 jobs in Colorado. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, it's not like the biggest state in the union. You know, that would have an immense effect on the economy, would it not?
Colorado's just too high in the Rockies right now with that kind of nonsense. We should be growing the economy. We should become a fossil fuel rich country. And, you know, I look at it this way. Okay, so let's not drill. If we had this mentality, we would have ran out of oil a long time ago. Okay, so it's not like we're going to destroy the natural beauty of our landscape of country. I love nature. I'm not a tree hugger, but I'm also a capitalist, but not at the cost of destroying our country or the landscape of it. And that's where this thing gets a little bit out of line. And so, you know, we need to start to become oil dependent, especially what's going on with Saudi Arabia, what happened here recently with the murder. So let's wake up and let's stand. If we're going to make America great, that means we shouldn't have to rely on other countries and these agreements that we got ourselves into where we have the short end of the stick. So it doesn't make any sense to be not drilling in our own backyard.
Oh, I agree with you. I totally agree with you. Some of these people are just really off big time. So, you know, you swore again on the show a while back, and I'm going to bring it up to you because I know you're a man of God and you want to make things right. You used the word recession a while back, and so let's bring it back up. You've mentioned recession coming in 2019 or 20. What makes you think that? I mean, some people are thinking we're going in, what's the other one, a depression, if you would. Tell me why you think it's a recession.
Well, normally you have an economic boom that lasts for 7 years. That is, we're long gone past that milepost. We're in the 10th year. At some point, you either defy economic odds, which I'm all for, but that means you have to defy it somewhere along the lines and not have to pay a price to defy those odds. So for every cause, there's an effect. When you boom an economy, you have to do something to boom the economy. President Trump took away guidelines of banks and businesses, and he gave a tax cut. That boomed the economy. We all know that. It wasn't magical. It was pre-planned and put into effect. Well, he's still booming the economy. He's using debt now as the secondary measure to boom the economy. Last time I checked, when you borrow something, you got to pay that back. When somebody loans you some money, you got to pay them back. And our government it's no different than an individual. When people buy treasuries, you got to pay those treasury holders back. The problem is that we're getting to a place where we won't be able to afford to do that. And the cost of interest on the debt also affects the cost of businesses doing business, because they have a revolving credit line every month. And so the economy is shrinking. That's what's going on right now. We're clearly still in a bull market. This is not a bear market. But the economy is slowing, Joe, and it's trying to adjust from where it was at full speed, utopia, going back instead of going at 60, 70 miles an hour, coming back to 50 or 40, and the markets don't like it while the Fed is pulling away the punch bowl. Let's put this into perspective. Here's how people understand this. If we look back in history, 1789 to 1982, 193-year period, it took us that long to create $1 trillion of national debt. 1996, we hit $5 trillion. 2008, we hit $10 trillion. 2017, we hit $20 trillion. And now the interest is $1 trillion a year. At some point, this hockey stick is going to blow up, and we're going to have to address it. But that's not what we're doing. It's let's spend more. So it's going to force us into a recession.
Oh, you make it sound like owing money is so bad.
No, there's good credit and there's bad credit.
I know.
Sometimes owing money is a really good thing because you get a return on your money. Let's look at that. We gave a tax cut of $1 trillion, but we went $1.5 trillion in debt. That's not a good thing. We didn't get our bang for a buck. We didn't get bang for a buck when Obama was in office or Bush, because the debt is growing too fast to manage it. That's the problem.
Yeah, and it's funny how some people think that we can go even more in debt in giving things like, single payer health care and that thing down the line. You keep trying to tell them, look, you have got to pay attention to this stuff. You just can't throw this stuff or throw it out there and think that it makes whole sense. Look, we got to go for a quick break, but one of the things I want you to think about when we come back is, you use the term bull and bear markets, and I think you should take just a couple of minutes when we come back to explain those, because some people really don't understand those terminologies. I told you he does it in plain simple English every time. We'll learn more about this on the other side of the break. Go heat up your coffee. Come on back. I'm Joe Messina, your host.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RealShow. 855-732-5562. Thanks so much for being with me. Appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Let's get right back to it. I love having the guy with me. We're back with David Fisher, and I always appreciate the time that he spends with me on the air. And, you know, David, I always appreciate the information you give. And I know people are listening because, like I said earlier, we talked about, what was his name, the Stephen Drunken. They thought you kept saying Drunken, and it was Drucker, right? No.
Drucken.
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 In like truck.
U-N-K-E-N-M-I-L-L-E-R. Yeah.
So at least I know they're paying attention because, you know, they're
drunken. But don't elongate like the drunk in side.
Oh, God. And I went to Dunkin' because I like Dunkin' Donuts, so I'm thinking, okay, his name's Dunkin'. That's pretty cool.
That's why I like coffee so much, too, huh?
Yes. All right, so we're talking about the economy. We're talking about what's going on in the stock market. We're talking about that swear word you used a while back called recession. And but you wanted to finish up your thought from the last segment, right?
Yeah, one thing that they've been talking about is, to put in perspective here, is Mitch McConnell suggested that the way they could get the debt to manageable levels was to slash Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. and that cat got let out. And I think that's one reason why we saw a little bit of the polls, positive polls for President Trump go down about 4%, because that's not a very admirable, or I don't think it's even an effective way. It wouldn't do enough. We'd have to really slash those programs. But President Trump, you know, to give him credit, he said that early on in his campaign, he's going to address the national debt. And he thought that he could actually do away with the national debt pay down in 8 years. Unfortunately, we're not even close to that. We're going the wrong direction. But maybe he has something up his sleeve, and I'm going to give him credit for that. But it's simple math to me. I mean, it's just mathematics, and because that's all money is. It's just digits and on a computer and math and interest rates and over time. And so the bottom line is we can't grow the economy fast enough to get us out of debt. It's not going to work. It's not working now. It's never worked that way. Recently, in the last three presidents, it came close under Reagan, but it's not going to happen that way now, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's people. You got to pay attention to what's going on. All right, so you had made a comment, bull and bear market, and you know, not everybody knows. Not everybody, even though they listen every week, they kind of blow right past it. Why don't you quickly explain what the difference between the two are, what that means?
When we say bull market, think of the Barcelona, the running of the bulls. They run down the streets. They're not giving up. They got a destination to go to. And so a bull market is something that's strong, is going somewhere up. And you want to make sure you're on the right side of the bull market, otherwise you get trampled. So that's a bull market. What does a bear do? It eats a lot of food, gets tired, and then goes into hibernation. Leave him alone. Don't mess with him. He's sleeping, and nothing's happening. So a bear market would be a market that's going down. He's laying down, or it's going down, and it's not doing much. So it's normal that bear markets follow bull markets. And the longer that a bear market, or excuse me, the longer that a bull market is propped up, and this market has been propped up by the Fed,
right,
propped up by government spending, and the longer we buy time for that to happen, the bear market will be deeper and longer. And so that's why Scott Minyard said on CNBC today that if we have elections going the way with Republicans, it's going to extend the expansion and worsen the recession that will follow. So that's how the economic system works. I'm writing a newsletter, by the way, all about that, and it's actually coming out today.
Ah.
And it's titled Who's On First. So it has a lot of things we're talking about today are actually in the newsletter, but a little bit more data there.
I like that. Who's On First? That's cool.
You know, the old Abbott Costello, you know, and they argue, no, I thought we're just tell me who's on first, you know, and that's what happens. We confuse how much what the economy is with the stock market. They're two different things. And we think, you know, getting a lot of accolades to President Trump, he can't fix everything. Otherwise, we wouldn't have downward markets. I mean, he just can't do that. It's an independent free capital market. So, I mean, it just puts into perspective who the players are the game of and what their roles are and how they interact with each other and what the cause and effect is.
You know, I got to tell you something. I driving down the road, I listen to other shows because I want to hear, frankly, I want to hear other styles and what have you. And everybody's got the economic expert. Everybody's got this guy on, the expert here, expert there, and what have you. But you know, when you hear them talking, it is sometimes you think you're talking about two different economies, two different ways of looking at things. So you know, when you're talking about a recession, Is it better to own less stock and more gold, or the same of each, or where are you better off?
Well, last year, Arjun, on your program, I wasn't talking about a recession. I was talking about a stock boom and a gold boom at the same time, if you remember that. So, and that's what happened. Gold went up and stocks went up. Stocks went up more than gold. And I said, we're going to have it happen at the same time. So it's not about me just being negative towards economics or stocks. It's about being effective in your calling what you think is going to happen. There's some people out there that were just, if the stock market was going to correct, they're going to tell you to buy the correction. If the stock market went up, they're saying it's the best thing, you should buy more. Yet if gold went down and corrected, they're going to say, stay away from gold. It's not a good asset to hold. Look how much it's gone down. And if gold went up more than stocks, they're saying, oh, don't buy any more gold. You should get out of it. It's gone up too much. So there's this self-serving side of things that I've seen in the financial world. Unfortunately, that gets magnified to keep people in a stock market when they should be limiting their risk. So it's very important to be well diversified, especially now.
Yeah, and touch on what you always touch on, which I very much appreciate, and I think others do too. You know, when you talk about diversifying, you talk about having cash on your hand, not just on your hand, between the mattresses and coffee cans buried in the backyard, whatever, but actually cash that's outside of the ATM machine, outside of the bank. And on top of that, you know, let's talk about the, you know, you talk about stocks, precious metals, and real estate. You know, we kind of shy, you know, what do you think real estate's going? That's still something should be part of your portfolio, if you would.
Real estate's, when we have the next recession, it will not be triggered by real estate. Real estate will be affected, but not to the extent even closely that it was affected before, because real estate is not nearly leveraged like it was before, and they're still requiring people to have still money down on loans and go for full documentation. So unless they change those criterias, and you see a big, quickly run up in real estate, real estate's not going to go through the massive downturn that we had in 2008, the next recession.
David, it's happening, though. I mean, here in California, and I know you don't, you know, keep close tabs in California, but I'm watching mortgage, probably friends that are mortgage brokers, I'm watching mortgages come by, and they'll send it to me, and they'll say, this is a red flag for me personally, is what they'll tell me. And where, you know, you're getting, you can get the 20% down, but now you don't have to tell them where it's coming from, and you're going, oh, my God, you know, we saw this. This is how it inched. Right? I mean, before, didn't it inch that way where we got less and less responsible for the money we were coming up with and how we were getting our loans, right?
Well, I'm referring to it's not full-blown across the masses.
Oh, right.
I mean, all you had to do is breathe in the mirror. You didn't have to show documentation. It's called a no-doc loan. The interest rate was a half a point higher. Nobody called to verify you even had employment, and it was just your word. I mean, you could even get them as low as 3% down, if I remember. That was nonsense back then. So, I mean, I didn't do any of that. I went full doc. I've always gone full doc because I want to get a better rate. So, I don't think it's happening in the masses because there are pockets of it, yes.
Yeah.
But so that's what I'm saying. We might see pockets of this, and I'm watching some real estate reports, and it is probably more leading the charge in California than any other area in our country. So you're probably seeing more than the norm.
Crazy, yeah.
But across there's a little bit going on in New York, in New York City. So there's basically eight major cities that are kind of, I don't want to say immune from what I'm talking about, but are still, their real estate values are trickling up, but it's slowing down in the trickling up.
Sure.
And there will be a reset in real estate prices. I don't think there's going to be a 40 or a 50% crash. You know, homes that in Phoenix were $1 million in 2008 went down to $250,000 and $300,000. I don't think we're going to see those kind of numbers again. So, it will adjust. And in recessions, it's going to be dependent on how far off they kick this can down the road, and they won't let this thing reset. The good thing about it is we got a Fed at the helm that is going to push us to the brink of a recession, and then they'll pull off the gas. Previous Feds, we didn't have that before. So they're going to keep raising rates, keep unwinding the balance sheet until the thing breaks. That's what needs to happen. That's what should have happened a long time ago. I know it sounds scary.
No,
this is what it needs to stand on its own 2 feet, and that's what's the withdrawal systems that's happening in the systems now in the market.
All right. Well, you know, if you want to learn more, go over to landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com. You got to find out more about David. You know, he's an honest, decent guy. No hard sell. Just wants you to do well. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks for being with me. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.